Oh, hey guys, it's me, Douglas. Yeah, I'm having a really good day, cause I just came from my friend's house. Yeah, we always have a really good time. But last time I went over there, I learned a really important lesson. You see, the other day, we were playing at his house and he got this brand new, awesome remote controlled car, and it was so fast, and we were driving it around in his basement. It was just vroom, 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 vroom. It was just whizzing around all over the place. It was so much fun, and we were playing with it. But then his mom called him upstairs, and so he had to go. But he said that I could play with the toy while he was gone. So yeah, I was just driving it around in the basement, just vroom, 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 having a good time, and then bang. And the car crashed right into the wall and busted into a billion tiny pieces. Oh man, I was so scared because, you know, I don't have a job or anything. I can't pay for a brand new remote control car. So I just tried to scoop it all up and I put some glue on it, but that didn't really work. It was just this gloppy, gloopy mess. And so I thought maybe some duct tape, because that stuff always works, I guess. But that it didn't work. It made it all sticky and gross and sloppy. And oh man, I was so scared that he was going to be mad at me and that he would never ever forgive me. And so I heard him coming down the stairs and I walked right up to him and I said, "I'm sorry I broke your car. Will you please forgive me? It was an accident. I didn't mean to. I'm so sorry." And he looked at the car and yeah, he was kind of sad, but he went, Oh, well. Well, I mean, it's just a toy, Douglas. So yeah, I forgive you." And I felt so relieved. You have no idea how happy I was that he forgave me. I felt so good. It just put me in a great, fantastic mood. And so I was just, you know, feeling good. And I went home after that. And I walk in the front door. And what do I see on the floor but my most favorite action figure in the whole wide world, with his head popped right off, just laying there on the floor all broken. And I knew, I knew who did it. It was my little brother, Steven, because he's always messing with my stuff. And I tell him not to, but he does it anyways, and it drives me crazy. And so I called him downstairs and I was like, "Steven, did you break that toy?" And he kind of looked up at me and he said, "Well, yeah, Douglas, I did. I'm really sorry. It was an accident. I was playing nice with it, but then he just broke. Douglas, I'm so sorry. Will you please forgive me?" And I looked down at him and I was like, "Nope, you've done it this time. I will not forgive you." And then I did something bad. Yeah, I pushed him right down on the floor because I was so mad. I just shoved him. And so then he started to cry. And then my mom came downstairs and she was like, "Douglas, why is Steven crying on the floor?" And I said, "Well, he's crying on the floor because it was all his fault. I pushed him because he's always messing with my stuff. I told him not to, and look, my action figure was broken." And it actually turned out that you could just pop the head back on and it was fine. But then my mom said, she was like, "Well, Douglas, it's never okay to push people. Besides, I mean, it's just a toy." And why, when she said it's just a toy, that reminded me of something. See, when I broke my friend's toy, he forgave me. And he said, "It's just a toy, I forgive you." And I felt so relieved. I was so glad that he forgave me. But then I come home, and I don't forgive my brother. And what would it be like, you know, if God was like me, instead of like my friend? You see, we do bad stuff all the time. We do stuff that makes God sad. And when we do bad things, that's called sin. And what if every single time we sinned, God was like, "Well, that's it for you," and it was just a lightning bolt, and that's the end of us? That would be so bad. Because we do. We sin all the time. Like, every day. Everybody does. But you see, God loves us so much that He will always forgive us, no matter what. He sent His one and only Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for us, so that we could live forever with God in heaven. And it doesn't matter how bad you think the sin is or how many times you sin, God will always forgive you. And so that's kind of what I learned, is that we need to forgive other people because God forgave us first. Well, I'll see you guys later. And don't forget, God will always forgive you, and He loves you very, very much. Bye.